Speak from a story in the Old Testament, and it's found in Genesis chapter 22, verses 1 to 14, and it's all about a man called Abraham, and I'm going to display the scriptures here so that we can read it together. And the heading of the passage of scripture, as you've seen on the screen there this morning, is called Abraham's Faith is Tested. And this is the story. Sometime later, God tested Abraham's faith. Abraham, God called. Yes, he replied. Here I am. Take your son, your only son, yes, Isaac, whom you love so much, and go to the land of Moriah. Go and sacrifice him as a burnt offering on one of the mountains which I will show you. The next morning, Abraham got up early. He saddled his donkey and took two of his servants with him, along with his son Isaac. Then he chopped wood for the fire for a burnt offering and set out for the place God had told him about. On the third day of their journey, Abraham looked up and saw the place in the distance. "Stay here with the donkey," Abraham told his servants. "The boy went and I will travel a little farther. We will worship there, and then we will come right back." So Abraham placed the wood for the burnt offering on Isaac's shoulders, while he himself carried the fire and the knife. As the two of them walked on together, Isaac turned to Abraham and said, "Father." "Yes, my son," Abraham replied. "We have the fire and the wood," the boy said. "But where is the sheep for the burnt offering?" "God will provide a sheep for the burnt offering, my son," Abraham answered. And they both walked on together. When they arrived at the place where God had told them to go, Abraham built an altar and arranged wood on it. Then he tied his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. And Abraham picked up the knife to kill his son as a sacrifice. At that moment, the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven, "Abraham, Abraham." "Yes," Abraham replied. "Here I am." "Don't lay a hand on the boy," the angel said. "Do not hurt him in any way, for I know that you truly fear God. You have not withheld from me even your son, your only son." Then Abraham looked up and saw a ram caught by its horns in a thicket. So he took the ram and sacrificed it as a burnt offering in place of his son. Abraham named the place Yahweh Yireh, which means "the Lord will provide." To this day, people still use that name as a proverb. On the mountain of the Lord, it will be provided. Great story. Great Old Testament story. You may have read that. Or you may even know the story yourself. The story, as we know from the title of the story, is all about one man's faith being tested. God is testing this man's faith. God wants to know how loyal, how loving Abraham is to him. He's testing his faith. God wants to know something. And so he arranges this test. And he says to Abraham, as the story goes, "Go to a place I'm going to show you and do something." And through that process, this is the testing of Abraham's faith. And that's a difficult test. That's a really difficult test. I suppose the question remains, does God still test people's faith today? Have you ever felt that your faith is being tested in some way? Someone once said that people test people's patience, but God tests people's faith. Don't know if there's some truth in that. Maybe so. Maybe there's people in your life, people that you know, and you're thinking to yourself, "They're testing me patience. You're testing my patience today. Will you just stop? Stop saying that. Stop doing that. You're testing my patience." But God, in this particular story, is testing one man's faith. And I don't know, but let's pretend that God was going to test your faith. If he told you to go somewhere, would you go? If he told you to do something, would you do it? Now, we know the answer to that is, well, it all depends on what he asked me to do. You know, and it all depends where he asked me to go. And in this particular story, God honed in on a particular area of this man's life, which was his loving son. And God said, okay, that area, I want you to lay that down. I want you to lay him down. And if God said that to you, if he was to pick an area of your life, what would it be? If he was to point his finger and say to you, I want you to lay that down. Would you lay it down? That's between you and him. There you go. Now, I don't know about you. When you read this story, it is about Abraham, and it is about his faith being tested, and it is about pressure as well. I'm sure he was under enormous pressure to do what God had called him to do, and to lay down what God had called him to lay down. But there is more to this story. Like, one of the things that I notice about this story, that it is about a father and a son as well. You know, Abraham isn't the only one in the story. He has a son. Yes, there's two servants and a couple of donkeys as well. But when I read this story and I think about the relationship between the father and the son, on a couple of occasions in this story, it says that they walked together. So, I don't know about you, but I don't get any hint of any friction between the father and the son. You know, I'm not getting any sense of that the son is holding some sort of resentment towards his father because his father told him to do something last week and he didn't want to do it. No, you know, this, you know, you can get a sense that they're walking together, that they're about the same thing, they're going in the same direction. There doesn't seem to be tension or friction or animosity or any resentments between the father and the son. Do you get that as well? That the two of them are together. And that's precious. When you have parents and their children and there's a togetherness, isn't that precious? Because if you're a parent out there, you know as well as I do that there are times and there are seasons when there is a little bit of tension between the parent and the son or the daughter. And you think, I'm going in this direction, but you want to go over in that direction, and I want you to walk with me. I want to go in this direction. I want to go together. But when you read this story, that's what, there's that sense of togetherness. It says it once or twice that they walked on together, and that's precious. Now, I don't know if you'd notice about this as well. One of the other things that I notice about this particular story is that both the father and the son, they're all about pleasing someone else other than themselves. Did you notice that? Is that, like, if you look at the father, which is Abraham, he wants to please God. That's what he wants to do. He wants to show God that he's loyal, that he is obedient, that he is committed to the process, that he wants to pass the test. He wants to do it. He wants to please God. He's going to say, God, I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you that I'm ready and I'm going to do what you asked me to do. I'm going to go to the mountain that you asked me to go to because I want to please you. I want to show you that I am sincere and that I'm the man that you've asked to do this, and I'm going to do it because I want to bring a smile to your face. That's what I want to do. And Abraham, he's all about pleasing God. And then the son, well, he's all about pleasing his father. Isn't he? He's thinking, Daddy, Daddy, I want to help you, Daddy. Daddy, Daddy, I'm here. I'm with you. I'm going in the same direction you're going. You asked me to do something. I'm going to do it because I want to please you. And so what you have in this particular story is two people, a father and a son, and both of them are all about pleasing someone else other than themselves. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that precious? I think that's lovely. That they're all about pleasing somebody else other than themselves. Now, it is about one man's faith being tested, and it is about a relationship between a father and a son. But I've seen some other things in this particular story got to do with both the father and the son that I want to share with you this morning. And the first thing that I want to share with you this morning is this. In verse 6, it says this. So Abraham placed the wood for the burnt offering on Isaac's shoulders. That's the best picture I could come up with. I don't think that's Isaac. He looks a little bit older to be Isaac, you know, but I don't know. Anyway, that caught my attention. You have the father, and they're going to a certain place, because we all know what God has asked Abraham to do. And as part of the process, he picks up the wood, and he goes over, and he puts it on his son's shoulders. And that's the image that was in my mind as I was thinking about that. I can see this young man, this boy, and he's carrying the wood on his shoulders. Now, the Bible doesn't tell us what his build was like. You know, it doesn't tell us if he's stocky or if he's got a few muscles or if he has a six-pack or anything like that. Or if he's like me, a whippet, skinny. This is what will probably happen. And even if he was stocky, this is probably what would happen. He'd have the wood, because the Bible does say that it was chopped wood. And if it's chopped wood, which is firewood, then that's not smooth, that's not planed, it's rough wood. And he has it on his shoulders. And you can picture the boy just, you know, he's walking with his father and he has the wood on his shoulders. And he's okay, he's doing okay. And then the longer they go, begins to irritate his shoulder. You know, you can imagine just thinking, oh, this is a bit uncomfortable now. How long till we get to the place where I can lay it down, like, you know, are we there yet? Daddy, are we there yet? No, we're not there yet. Are we there yet? Daddy, are we there yet? No, we're not there yet. Will you just be quiet? Keep the wood on your shoulders. And I can picture this young man carrying the wood on his shoulders, and it's beginning to irritate him. It's beginning to rub off his shoulders. It's becoming uncomfortable. And the longer that you carry something, you know that the longer that you carry something, the heavier it gets. And I'm thinking to myself, this young man, he's got wood upon his shoulder, and it's beginning to feel a little bit heavy. It's beginning to feel a little bit awkward. It's beginning to feel irritable. And he's thinking, I just want to lay it down. I just want to lay it down. I want to get to the place when I can just lay this down, because this wood is very weighty. It's very heavy. I just want to get to the place when I can lay it down. And Isaac thinking to himself, but all I wanted to do was support my father. I started off in a good place. I started off by saying to somebody that I love, I want to support you, Father. I'd be willing to do what you want me to do, because I want to bring a smile to your face. And now he's in a place of strain. He started off in a place of a desire to support, and now he's in a place of strain, and a place of when the wood is weighing heavy upon his shoulders, when it's uncomfortable, he just want to get to a place when he can just offload and lay it down. And do you know something, friends? I think that's so true in the reality of life, is that sometimes we can be like the son. When we turn to a loved one and we say, I want to support you. I want to support you. And then what they do is they put some wood upon our shoulders and they say, hey, carry that. Carry that. If you want to support me, here, hold that. Carry that. And we'll go on together. And we start off in a place where we have a desire to support somebody. But then through the process of the journey, the wood becomes weighty. The wood that which we're carrying upon our shoulders becomes irritable. We just want to get to a place where we can offload that which is weighing us down. And so starting off in a place of support can at times turn into a place where it leads to feeling strained, simply because it's the weight of the wood that's on our shoulders. And maybe that's happening to you. Maybe you have a loved one when you've said, I want to support you. And they've said, okay, I could do with a bit of support. And they've said, okay, hold this, put this onto you. And you begin to carry something. And the more you carry it, the more it becomes weighty. It becomes irritable. And you feel a bit of strain. You're just thinking to yourself, I can't carry this no more because it's too heavy for me to go. I just want to get to the place when I can lay it down, when I can get to the place and just offload. And so starting off in a place of support can lead to a place of strain simply because of the weight of that which we are carrying upon our shoulders. And maybe even the father. Maybe the father turned and thought to himself, Asher, you've got broad shoulders. You're capable of this. You can manage this. Isn't that true? Doesn't that happen in our lives when people, through their idea, they look at our lives and they say, here, take that, carry that, because you've got broad shoulders, you can manage that. But only the son knows, really, his own capabilities of what he can manage and what he can't manage. Really, it's the son that should say, well, I can take a little bit, but I can't take it all. And so maybe this morning, you can identify with the son. Have you got wood on your shoulders that other people have put there because you wanted to support them, but now you feel strained. Now you feel, hey, this is just too much. I need to get to a place when I can lay it down, when I can just offload that which is weighing on my shoulders. And so Abraham placed the wood for the burnt offering on Isaac's shoulders. And I think that Isaac started off with a desire to help his father, but it led him to a place where he was feeling strained simply because that which his father put on his shoulders began to become too heavy the longer that he was carrying it. And maybe this morning you're carrying something that's really heavy. It's heavy on your shoulders because somebody else has put it on. And in their mind, they thought, you've got broad shoulders, you can manage this. But the longer you're carrying it, it's turning to a place of strain. And all you're thinking is, I just want to get to the place when I can offload, when I can lay it down. And that's the first thing that I seen when I thought about this story. And then I realized he's not the only one that's carrying something in this story. Actually, the story says that Abraham, the father, in verse 6 as well, the story says that while he himself carried the fire and the knife, and so you have a story where the son is carrying the wood and the father is carrying the knife and the fire. And the more I thought about that, the more I realized I think that the fire and the knife is kind of a reflection of Abraham himself. I think that here is a man who has a fire in his heart to see through and to complete what God has given him to do. He has a fire of love towards God. He thinks to himself, yes, I want to see this through. I want to show you God. I want to show you my love and my commitment. I've got a fire in my heart, but I've got fire in my hands as well. It's the fire in my hands is kind of a reflection of the fire that I have within me because I want to prove to you that I can do this and I can pass the test. And he's carrying a knife as well. The Bible does talk about iron sharpening iron. And I think about this man, Abraham, I think, yes, here he has a flame of love within his spirit for God, but here is a man that is sharp. Not sharp in terms of being critical of other people or having sharp words, but rather he is being sharpened through the process of walking with God and listening to God and having the word of God in his heart and in his spirit. So when I see this story of a man that's carrying both fire and a knife, I think it's a reflection of him and of his character and of his journey with God. Here is a man that's on fire for God. Here's a man that is sharpened by the word of God, sharpened by being in the presence of God. Here is a man that is walking in step with God. Here is a man that wants to show God, his father, that I can do this. I can do that which you've called me to do, and I'm going to do it well. Here is a man that is on fire. Literally on fire in his heart, that is sharp, that is listening for God to speak to him. He waits on God. He looks to God by faith and he thinks to himself, all I want to hear is your voice, because when I hear your voice, I know that I'm going in the direction that you want me to go. When I hear your voice, I will do that which you've called me to do, because I've got a fire in my heart for you. Here is a man who's on fire and who is sharp. And when I think about this story, there's a couple of other things I've seen. Verses 6 to 8 also say these things. As the two of them walked together, Isaac turned to Abraham and said, Father. Yes, my son. Abraham replied, we have the fire and the wood. The boy said, but where is the sheep for the burnt offering? God will provide a sheep for the burnt offering, my son, Abraham answered. And they both walked on together. And the one thing that I noticed about these little verses was the question that the son asked the father. He asked him a question, and the question was, where is the sheep? It's kind of naive, a little bit, maybe so. Innocent. Simplistic. You can see the two of them together in your mind's eye. You got the boy and you got the father, they got the fire, they got the wood, they got the knife, they have everything they need. They're walking on together. And then the boy turns to his father and he says, where's the sheep? Daddy. Like, where's the sheep? Daddy. Father, where's the sheep? And I can picture this kind of naive, innocent boy, young man carrying the wood, wants to get to the place where he can lay it down. And I can hear him saying, where is it, Daddy? Because we both know, Daddy, it's obvious we don't have it. And yet I know that we've got to have it. If you are to do what you came here to do, then we're going to need it, Daddy. Where is it, Daddy? Where's the sheep, Daddy? And I know you need it, Daddy. And if you need it, then I probably need it. But we don't have it, Daddy. So tell me, where is the sheep, Daddy? Ah, if we only had it, we could take it. We could use it. We could even dedicate it and worship God with it, Daddy. We could do what we should with it, Daddy. We could make the best of it, Daddy. That's what we could do. Wouldn't that be great, Daddy? So tell me, Daddy, where is the sheep? Ah, it's a simple question, really. It's a simple question. It's a logical question. It's a very relevant question. And I think, in the sincerity of faith, that that's a real question. That I think that whether we are a person that is weighed down with the wood of whatever it is that we're carrying, that there are times in our seasons of faith, of walking with God, when we turn to God and we say, where is it? Where is your provision? Where is that which you have promised? Where is it? Because I need it, and I'm looking for it, and I'm depending on it, and I need it for here and now. That's a question that the people of God ask their loving Father. Where is it? And whether you're a person that's weighed down by the wood, or whether you're like the father who's all fired up and he's on fire for God and he's sharp and he's in the zone, but that's a question that he would ask God as well. He'd say, where is it? Because I want to show you what I can do this. I want to pass the test, but I need your provision in my life. And you know something, friends? I think that's a real question that times we ask God. Where is it? Where is your provision? Where is what we need? Because I need it today. That if I am to do what you've called me to do, if I am to continue to walk with you by faith, then I want to see your provision in my life. That's what I want to see. The son wanted to see it. The father wanted to see it. And actually the father answered the question. He said those simple words, God will provide. And I think that's the answer to the question. It's the answer to the question in the story, but it's also the answer to the question when we are asking the same question. If you're asking yourself this morning and you're asking God, where is it? Then his answer to you is, God will provide. He'll provide for you because he loves you. He'll provide for you because you are precious in his sight. He'll provide for you because he has given himself for you. His provision is promised to you in and through Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior. And so this morning, if you feel a little bit like the son, that you're weighed down with the wood, you've got something that you're carrying, something that somebody else has put on you because you desire to help them and support them, but now you feel strained. And now all you're thinking, I just want to lay it down. I just want to get to that place when I can offload. Then God has provided such a place for you. Do you remember in the Gospels that there was a man called Jesus Christ and he had to carry the wood? There was a time in his life when he had to carry the wood upon his shoulders and somebody came up to him and they wiped his face because he was carrying the cross and he was weighed down. And maybe you feel a bit like that this morning, that the weight of the wood is on your shoulders. And I'm pretty confident that God wants to come to you this morning and just lift that wood off you. So that you can just lay it down at his feet, lay it down in his presence and just come to you and support you and strengthen you and love you and hold you and pick you up so that you feel free and you feel the warmth of God's love as he holds you in his arms. Have you been carrying the weight of the wood upon your shoulders? Or maybe it is this morning you feel a bit like the Father. You feel all fired up in your heart. You've got a fire in your heart for God. You feel sharp. You've been reading your word. You've been walking in step with the Spirit. But in the midst of the Father and the Son, there is one question when you both say, where is it? You just need God's provision to come to you. And I'm pretty sure from the story that we've heard this morning that God will give the same answer. I will provide. I'll provide for you. I'll provide for you at the right time. I'll provide for you in a way that you do not see it coming. I'll provide for you because of my love and because of my desire to see my provision in your life. Would you be willing to wait on the provision of God to come to your life? And so this morning, I want to invite you that God has provided a place for you to come to. And that's the cross. That's Calvary. That's Jesus. And he wants you to just lay it down. If you've got something on your shoulders this morning that's been heavy upon you, whether you've put that there yourself or somebody else has put it there, but I'm confident that God is saying, hey, I've provided a place for you to offload and to just come and just feel free. And will you just lay it down? And will you allow him to come and pick that wood off your shoulders? And to say, I want to take this off you because it's too heavy for you to carry. Or maybe this morning, you're asking yourself, where is it? You're asking God that question. Where is your provision? I want to see it in my life. Well, God wants to reassure you this morning that he will provide for you. That he will supply for your needs. And that he is coming to you this morning to reassure you of that. Or maybe you feel that your faith is being tested in this particular season of your life. Maybe this particular story resonates with your heart. When you're feeling, I feel like I'm being tested. I feel like I'm being brought to the edge. And you just need God to just strengthen you. You just need for him to come to you this morning and just whisper into your ear that he has you and that he's with you. And so I'm going to invite the Lord just to come to each person as you sit there this morning in your seats. Dear gracious and loving Heavenly Father, for those that